entertaining talk radio, broadcast on the internet. This is HearUsTalk.com, the thing you do with your ears and the place to be.
Hello to all my fans. Thanks for sending me your letters. I really enjoy reading them while setting your fucking houses on fire. Keep your fucking opinions to yourself. I know I'm awesome. Enjoy the DJ New Style Show, you fucking dickheads.
Oh, snap! Yes. Yes. Welcome, welcome, one and all, to your Tuesday night miracle. That's right, this is the DJ New Style Show. Exclusively on Hear Us Talk, that's HearUsTalk.com. The thing you do with your ears and the place to be. A fine network of shows, podcasts, entertainment, with such programming as Best in Show Radio, Bug Zapper Radio, Truth Time Theater, and this pile of horse shit that you're listening to right now, the DJ New Style Show, featuring me. My name is Ken. Good to meet you, good to know you, but not really. And also, your friend and mine, ladies and gentlemen, king, ruler, and guy who lives underground, Steve. Steve, how you doing, buddy? What's going on?
Well, I'm glad I'm the king.
And a ruler.
Good. King and ruler. Good to be king.
Subterranean king.
I am mole man.
Would you like to be one of those New York City moles just to see what it's like?
What? A mole? Not really.
You know what I'm talking about, right?
A New York City mole? What is like that? Like a Lord of the Underground?
Every now and then. Like I was exposed to this through the Opie and Anthony show years ago. They would talk about the mole people. And then I started like reading about it and looking up more information. There's people that just live in like nooks and crannies and shit in the city. They find like abandoned like access ways to shut down train tracks or subway stations or something like that. And they fucking just live there.
Awesome.
I saw this one guy, I guess, that was receptive to cameras because, as you can imagine, a lot of them are not. He's like, this is my fresh water supply. And he held up like a red gasoline can. Better not fuck that one up.
Jesus Christ. Don't mix them up. Well, they don't have cars, so I guess they don't need gas.
It's true, but I hope to Christ that it was fucking clean. Hope you got a new one.
There's a little leftover gasoline. That's drinkable.
You think so? Not like it matters. I mean, the guy is living in a fucking a hellhole. They showed they peered into his dwelling, and he did have like a little painting hung up. I need to fucking find this, but it was just like a storm drain almost.
Nice.
with a ladder. And he just kind of lived in the fucking thing and had a long extension cord running out. He goes, I live here. I live here. And you know, New York City's a bitch. It's expensive. So you got to find a place. But I would like to know what that's like. I'd almost like to experience that for a nice day or two.
Hey, do a documentary. Make some money.
I don't have that anymore. I just want to know what it's like.
Just get a GoPro and put it on your shoulder.
Or, yeah, I could just take the GoPro and just throw it in a fucking... a crevice somewhere. Be like, well, that's what it's like to sleep among the rats and garbage.
Throw it down a storm drain.
And that guy that's actually taking the camera and stealing it, that would have been my life that he's taking instead of just a fucking couple $100 camera. I don't even know how much a GoPro is, but still. That awesome piece of equipment this guy is stealing would have been my fucking throat getting cut with like a broken pot that he found somewhere. Like a terracotta pot he would just be carving my fucking neck with and then take in like my jacket. Nothing of value. He'd leave my fucking phone, wallet, just really like my fucking down coat. Getting killed for a down coat. That's what I imagine the life of a mole man to be. But anyway, Steve, enough of that horse shit.
Yep.
We missed a week last week because of illness. I was sick. I'm still kind of sick.
Yep.
I don't think I'm contagious. I just have a lung full of muck and
I hate that shit.
Just crud.
But it's better, actually better than just feeling sick. Because feeling sick is just awful.
Yeah, but as the cough persists, you start getting these thoughts in the back of your head. You know,
yeah, do I have pneumonia?
Is this a growth? I mean, did I just start coughing because of the cold, or Was I periodically coughing and now it's just really, really bad?
Well, do you have mucus still? As long as you have mucus, you're still pretty good.
Yeah, I do. But I get this every time I get sick. I have like 2 or 3 weeks where I get like burning coughs. Like I cough so fucking much that it burns in my chest and in my throat.
That's not good. Maybe you get an upper respiratory infection.
Hmm. Beautiful.
I used to get those a lot. I haven't gotten one in a long time.
Periodically throughout this episode, you're going to hear me clearing my throat, coughing. If you make me laugh, which, let's just face it, it's not going to fucking happen. I may wheeze. Sorry, Steve. There it goes, see? Chin up. And I'll sound like fucking Frank, the germ freak, that wheezing bullshit. So I warn you, and I have water here, room temperature water, I was told, is a good thing to do for your throat when you're coughing. I don't know. When I get sick, I have my go-tos. I used to be, when I was in my teens and early 20s, I would just fucking ride it out. I had no responsibilities, really.
Chug some NyQuil.
Fuck that. I would self-medicate. I would just ride it out, let it take its course, and then fucking move on. And like 3 days later, I'd be just like the day I was born, fucking completely healed, everything good. And now it's like a week, 2 weeks. I'm just, and then I'd come away from it 95% of what I was before I got sick.
Those little bits and pieces get whittled away as you age.
Yeah, I hack up the worst fucking just. Green, yellow, like a nice ripe pear color, fucking chunk.
That's better than white. White is pneumonia.
White is pneumonia.
Yeah, if you're hacking up white mucus, that's pneumonia. Hmm. That's not good.
I've definitely had that then, because I mean white mucus is like the early stage to me. I think what I've experienced is that the white mucus is always the front line. Mucus army. I'm gonna get the white mucus, then we get into the yellow shit, and then like the green fucking salty veteran mucus that's just been hanging in the sacks of my lung.
That's the tank mucus green.
That shit has just been back there, just barking orders at the fucking what you call the pneumonia mucus, and it's the last to go. I'm fighting this fucking thing off, but. Unfortunately, I'm going to work, and I say unfortunately because I like calling out. I do. I like being home when I'm sick and watching Classic Concentration, if that shit is even on the fucking air. That's how long ago I've called out or stayed home sick. Trebek was a goddamn spring chicken with 16 game shows.
That's right. He was on that. At the onset, wasn't he?
Yeah, this isn't my good game show. So reach into the fishbowl, pull out a key, and I don't give a fuck if it works. That's pretty much it. Oh, good. You got the fucking Fiat. Go fuck yourself. And this is an 80s Fiat. It's not a new one with Jennifer Lopez dancing on the hood. This is a really shitty Fiat. Congratulations.
Back when Fiats weren't even sold in the U.S.
Yeah.
They just imported it for Classic Concentration.
Yeah, that wouldn't be the one that had the California emissions. It had fucking Columbia emissions. Chicken feathers came out of the goddamn muffler. Oh shit! Yeah, I never take off anymore. But I always yell at the other people that do what I do. Like, God damn it! Sneezing and coughing if I get fucking sick. Blah, 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 blah.
Well, no, I hate that shit, too, because if you're sick, fucking call out. That's my theory, man.
Yeah, but now now I'm a hypocrite, because I didn't do it. I didn't fucking do it. I went to a pharmacy, and they were closed, so I decided to do the stupidest fucking thing ever, which is buy your medicine at a fucking Quick Check. I spent $25 on goddamn emergency and fucking NyQuil. Like 6 servings of NyQuil and a fucking emergency because the pharmacy wasn't open when I had to go to work.
I never tried that shit, emergency. I've heard about it. That's like a new product.
On a past show, there was a crazy lunatic nutcase who said he killed a Nazi in the desert with his bare hands named Bill XXX, who swears to Christ and whatever else he believes in, that emergency was the cure to AIDS. That's what the fuck this guy believed. he would just so matter-of-factly say, I know the cure for AIDS. I know the cure. And we're like, what is it? He's like, emergency. Just like, you have to be fucking with us. You can't possibly believe that just like a really shitty tasting mixture that makes almost Gatorade is going to cure AIDS. But psychologically, it makes me think I'm getting cured from colds, flus, whatever. So I am now in the habit of taking that as well. So I turn my desk at work into a veritable apothecary with Zicam. You know, you ever take that Zicam shit?
Is that the zinc stuff? No, Zicam is like an antibiotic, isn't it?
I think it's Zicam. Hold on a second, Zicam. Or Z-I-C-A-M, I think is what it is.
Yeah, I've heard of it. I don't know.
This is like a brand of medicines, but they have one thing where it's like a dissolving tablet.
Yeah.
You're not supposed to drink anything for like 5 hours after you consume it.
That would kill me.
But this shit, like, dries everything up. But you can become dependent on it. Like, it'll just stop working for you. And you'll get headaches and shit if you do it too much.
That sounds like a great cure.
So I tend to take that. I take emergency Dayquil, just cough drops to like every 20 minutes. I'm using a new fucking cough drop. I have the whole spread all over my fucking desk, and there's a reason why I leave it out there, because I want people to know that I'm fucking medicated and I'm working through this. I want them to hear me wheezing and look over and see, oh, look at all the shit on his desk. He's trying to get well. He's not trying to fuck us over.
I don't think people think that way. I think most people think, fuck that guy for coming into work sick.
Yeah. Yeah. One guy before, he usually says goodbye. He's like, yeah, see you guys later. Instead of saying see you guys later, he goes, get well. And he walked away. I think he was pretty pissed, but... Fuck it. Didn't have to take a vacation day. Didn't have to bump back any fucking due dates on any projects. No shit storm.
You know what? If you have due dates on shit, I can understand that a little bit. But I think the people you work with won't, because they don't know what you're doing. So that's the problem.
I have a really tight fucking deadline on some project I'm working on. And people still insist on giving me like extra shit to work on. Like, I really have to get this fucking thing done. And I have an allocated amount of time per day that I have to fucking work on this. And meanwhile, one of the people that I work with is just like, I need you to look at this. I need you to look at this. So I'm like, I'll look at it, but really anybody can look at this. This is something anybody can do. It's not, I don't need to do this. And I have a really tight deadline. And this motherfucker says, oh, so I guess you're different from everybody else then. Like, that's what he fucking said to me.
Wow.
I wanted to fucking claw his face off.
That's some fucking balls right there.
I wanted to claw his fucking face off. I'm in here, and keep in mind, I'm an asshole because I spent like $25 buying all that bullshit at Quick Check, not a fucking pharmacy where you can buy, you know, the proper amount so you don't have to fucking re-up like 2 days into a cold.
Yeah, everything at Quick Check is like the tiny travel size.
Yeah, they did have the full liquid bottle, the bottle of liquid for Dayquil, not the liquid caps. So I bought the bottle, and I was drinking shots of fucking Dayquil at my desk, like a piece of shit. But I bought all that shit, spent all that money, didn't buy any tissues, and was using fucking paper towels.
Oh,
all fucking day. Paper.
Was it that brown shit or
I mean, it was like
paper towels.
It was standard roll paper towels that like they would use in your kitchen. But that shit turns into like 60 grit sandpaper after
on your nose. Yeah,
after three solid uses.
Can't do that shit, man.
My nose was fucking chapped as shit.
You know, a box of tissues is only like $1, right?
Yeah, but at Quick Check, it's like $50. I mean, let's face it.
Stop shopping at Quick Check.
Cheap sandwiches. What? I buy everything there.
Walgreens and CVS, too. So.
You should see their jeans. They're beautiful, but really, really expensive. Fuck. Quick Check. Yeah, so I didn't buy any goddamn tissues, but I had my spread out there. And the one thing you want to do when you're working sick, you just want everybody to leave you the fuck alone. And
that's when everybody bothers you.
And yeah, and you want to be like, you want to work on the shit you have to get done, and you just can't answer questions. You don't have that fucking capacity. Your head is being compressed, like that guy in Casino who they thought was counting cards. That cowboy. They just, like, my head is in that fucking vice. And it's just getting tightened and tightened. They're like, well, you worked on this like 6 months ago, so we figured we'd ask you, what do you think about this? I'm like, if I wasn't fucking sick, it would take me a few to get caught up with what the fuck I did 6 months ago. And right now, there's no hope. You can't call me into a meeting and ask me what I think about something without like even giving me a fucking heads up when I'm goddamn sick. But you can't say that. You can't have that attitude. You got to just plow ahead and get the fuck out of there. But I'm well. It's just now
soldier on.
I cough and I hack and I do all that shit. What is your cocktail? What is your magic solution? I mean, I just described mine. The emergency Dayquil, Zicam dissolving bullshit addictive poison and cough drops.
Vitamin D and C, they're both pretty good if you're sick. Just as something to take. I don't buy into like cough drops and shit like that. Cause remember when they like this is a couple of years ago. I don't really see them anymore. But remember when they had all that zinc stuff? Like,
yeah,
Zinco cough drops and.
Yep.
Dude, I got sick. This was I'd say about maybe 6-7 years ago. I had a cold, like a really bad cold, and I got that shit, dude. I have never been more violently sick than after I took those. Like, I was sick for, like, 2 days. And then I'm like, oh, I'll try the zinc thing everyone's talking about. Yeah, I have, it made me, like you were saying, those burning hot coughs.
Yeah.
Like, that's what happened. I don't know if I just got monumentally sick, but, I mean, this all started, like, immediately after I had the first one of the zinc. Maybe I'm allergic to high doses of zinc or something, but
those zinc drops are fucking disgusting too. It tastes like you're drinking, like you're enjoying
mercury
cold soup out of a rusty can.
Yeah, yep.
It's really fucking shitty. And then they try to mask it with like grapefruit flavor. Like, oh, it's grapefruit. It's citrus. It's good for you.
Yeah, no
bullshit. Tastes like fucking liquid metal.
That's why I say just go vitamin C and go vitamin D.
Like, it's candy with a center of T-1000 cum just right in the fucking metal. Just liquid yep. Fucking metal.
And it just like makes swords as it goes down your throat and fucking slashes the side.
Yeah, shouldn't have made now, contact.
I usually do like, just kind of like the grandma thing. Just get some soup and, like chicken broth and... Just salty stuff, no sugary stuff. You can't really. Sugar is really bad when you're sick. I find it always fucks me up. Like, you can't eat anything with sugar in it. It just fucks you up even more.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I'm asking the wrong person too, because the last time I was sick, you gave me this fucking the knowledge
the vinegar?
From some fucking scroll you found.
Yeah. No. It's water.
Warm water. It's like little pepper.
Warm water. Cracked pepper, or even a hot pepper sauce.
Yeah, and some poblano peppers.
No, not poblanos, okay. Motherfucker. A little like sriracha, some.
You discovered that the poblano pepper had fucking healing qualities, and that Bobby Flay is really doing a solid to everybody?
Well, I'd stab Bobby Flay and put a poblano pepper in the wound and see just how much it can heal him.
Yeah. You know what? You're jealous.
Test this theory, son.
You're jealous. You're jealous. Anyway, so I spent the week getting better, basically. I got better. I couldn't speak. We tried to prepare for a show. It didn't go anywhere. I couldn't fucking talk. And here we are.
You were hacking pretty bad last week, so I kind of...
And like in mid-sentence, it would just fucking crack and stop. Like it would just fucking... My voice would stop, which some of you may be excited about, but I assure you it won't be happening anymore. I am on the mend, you fucks. But I got better, and somewhat. I get every sickness, I lose 5% of what I was. That's what I estimate.
Well, you're losing some weight.
No, I mean, I'm not losing weight. I'm losing...
5% of your soul?
5% of wellness. Like, my new normal is 95% of what it used to be. Every time I get fucking sick. That's how I feel. Like, I'll feel like I'll just live with this fucking cough and this wheezy bullshit that happens when I laugh now until I can't fucking breathe anymore. And that'll be it.
Then you'll die.
And then I'll die, yeah. Well, yeah, that's what happens when you can't fucking breathe anymore. You die. But, Steve, I went to a wedding this weekend. I was actually part of a wedding this weekend for my cousin. And
Were you the flower girl?
Yeah, I was. And oh, a time we did have as I sprinkled the petals at everyone's feet. And my dress was beautiful, you son of a bitch. I was an usher, okay? So I'm not really a part of the wedding, but I did help out with the ceremony.
Well, you're in it.
That's what I would think. I mean, you would think if you're in the wedding, right, you're going to be kind of wearing some kind of a tux if everybody's wearing a tux.
Yeah.
No, just wore my own suit. Wore my own suit.
They didn't have like a tux.
Oh, they
like,
did.
Fitting and stuff.
Everybody else did. The groomsmen did.
Were you invited to it?
No, I was not.
So they basically just kind
of. So there were four ushers. I was one of four.
You're like a pinch usher.
And the bride is from the Midwest, so like her family, not all of them came, you know, for the rehearsal or whatever. So I didn't get to meet the other ushers because they didn't make it until or they were held up somewhere, whatever. So I get to the wedding, and I see like three other ushers, and they're not wearing suits. They're just wearing like a shirt and tie, like a schoolboy on a... like getting ready for a nice day at church, something like that.
Well, my point is, were they matching?
They were.
You weren't.
Nobody told me what the fuck to wear, so I said, do I have to go to a fitting? And didn't get an answer, so I just wore a fucking suit. A suit is what you wear when you go to a fucking wedding. That's what I say. You don't wear a goddamn baseball hat. You don't wear fucking sneakers. You wear a
baseball hat.
I've seen it.
Wow. Wow.
I saw some dude with a Yankees hat at Jimmy's wedding.
Well, that
you know what? I'm not gonna stay silent on this. I saw a dude wearing a goddamn Yankees hat.
Was it Jimmy?
No. I don't know who it was. He's probably a nice guy, but he's wearing a fucking Yankee fitted at a I mean it was probably his dress fitted, but still, he's wearing a fitted at a goddamn wedding. I don't know. I disapprove. I don't know the guy. He's probably great. Probably a nice friend of Jimmy that I just fucking insulted. But he's wearing a fucking hat. And at this wedding, there was some dude that just rolled up in fucking cargo pants and his best button down from fucking Old Navy. So I can't. I don't know. My thing is, you go to a wedding, you wear a fucking suit. Am I wrong, Steve?
I mean, just attending a wedding? I mean, if you're in the wedding as an usher, yes.
Definitely. Attending a wedding, even.
I'd say it depends on the time. I mean, if it's a hot time during the year, shirt, tie, pants. I don't think you need the overcoat, you know?
The overcoat.
The jacket, whatever.
Yes, the overcoat and the watch and
and
chain.
A cloak and a monocle.
Yeah, chaps.
Stove.
Spats, I mean, whatever the fuck it is. So you're telling me, like, let's say September, okay? Let's say this past weekend, there's a wedding.
Suit.
You're going to wear a suit. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, mid-July, hot and humid, you can ditch the fucking
A beach wedding, I could see. If you're the fucking bride and groom and you're not looking to get too dressed up, then the fucking rest of the people shouldn't have to either. But
that
if,
should all be defined to everybody and should be, you know,
I think like the minute,
everyone should know.
The minute you know it's a beach ceremony, you can go up wearing your best fucking co-ed naked t-shirt from fucking Myrtle Beach.
Co-ed naked? Oh, God. I haven't heard that shit in a while.
They still fucking sell them. That's how
really?
Terrible it is.
Really?
The Carolinas are littered with stores.
Do they still have hypercolor?
With stores that sell co-ed naked and fucking Big Johnson. It's absolutely fucking hideous. They just haven't haven't gotten the fucking message that it's over. We get it. We fucking understand.
I probably think they're still in 1994.
I don't know. Maybe they just never sold all of them, and they're just really hoping.
These are all the overstock.
They're banking on hipsters really taking to the co-ed naked bullshit. I don't think that's ever going to fucking happen. That's one piece of the 90s and late 80s that'll never be resurrected by people who wear ugly shit and pretend to be cool.
See, I wish they resurrected... hypercolor. Because that was the best, because it used to be people's pits were like the first place that used to change.
Yeah, and then you, and then you wash it, and it's done. Then you just have a fucking a shirt that looks like it's kind of purple.
Yeah, you can't even ever wash it. If you want to keep that, that, that magic in the shirt, you just can't wash it ever.
My thing with weddings, I never know how much to give. Like, as far as the gift, right? I'm not a guy who will give a fucking gift. I strictly go envelope. What do you ever... what do you typically give if you're invited to a wedding?
Do you do the
envelope, or do you pick out a gift and wrap it up?
I'd say 9 times out of 10 it would be the envelope. If it's a really close friend and I think I know enough about them to get a gift, I will.
I can't imagine walking up to a fucking reception with a goddamn blender wrapped up or whatever. Like,
no,
a,
but
a fucking
see,
box.
I would never do something like that. Even though I think blenders and like stuff like that, if it's functional, you know, if it's function over form, I think that's a good thing. Like giving like a bride jewelry and shit, I think that's just fucking ridiculous.
Hey, Chris, here you go. Hey, congratulations. It's a meat slicer. You know how you like deli sandwiches?
No, like giving people watches.
Where do you want me to put this box? Oh, what's that? Oh, no, that's the birdcage for the real gifts, the envelopes. Just put your fucking box under the fucking tablecloth. We'll clean that shit when we're done. Strictly envelope. 100%. You say 90, that means you've given some fucking some gifts, like actual non-fucking card
gifts. Yeah, once,
gifts.
Because I've only been to about 10 weddings, so.
Okay, I've been to a few. And, The best part of it is, like, you have to get a card, which I hate. I hate picking out cards, but this one just truly doesn't fucking matter. They're not going to read whatever the fuck you write. They know what that envelope is. That's the gift. They open it up. They pull out whatever the fuck it is. They curse you. They praise you. They go, ugh.
And then print one out on
and
a
then
printer.
They
happy wedding.
Then they check a name off, and they're like, well, we got to write a note for that guy. Or not. Or you can show up and not have a fucking envelope. What do you do then? Have you ever heard about this? People showing up purposely, no envelope. You ever hear that? My sister's wedding, people approached her. This is what she said. People approached her and like, hey, I left the envelope home. I'll mail it to you. And she said, this was more than, you know, let's say about 5 people. And, she said not one of them sent the fucking card. And I overheard someone going through the whole spiel this weekend. Like, hey, man, you know, I forgot the card. I'm going to send it to you, though. I'm going to send it to you. I wonder how many fucking people ever have truly, legitimately forgotten the fucking card and then followed up by mailing it. I would say it's 1 time out of every 1,000 I'm sorry, I forgot the card speeches.
I mean, like, if you're going to a wedding, the wedding present is pretty much, you know, one of the important things that you bring along with you, isn't it?
It's the only thing you bring with you.
Yeah, really.
It really is the only extra fucking thing that you bring with you. Yeah, you're going to bring your keys and your wallet, but you never leave the house without that shit. This is the one fucking thing you need. Like, oh, the card! The car! And there's fucking ATMs all over. You can just fucking...
Yeah.
Lace him. Take fucking 620s out. Whatever the fuck you're going to give. I don't even know.
I don't know if that's even better. You just whip out your wallet, start fucking pulling out 20s and handing them over.
My dad always, anytime we talk about this, because first of all, before I get into this, the way that I know how much to give is I find somebody else who's going and I ask what they're giving. And I give
you're
that
like
amount.
Frank on that. What's your thermostat set? What you giving?
Do you have your air conditioning on? I have to. Like my sister will go. Or if it's Jimmy's wedding, I'll confer with Sobers and Sean. You know what I mean? I'll try and find like what the fuck, what we should be giving and go along with that.
By the way, Jimmy, thanks for the wedding invite.
Oh. Yeah.
You guys I'll remember that when I get married.
Good, because you actually won't. You'll be senile.
Actually, it'll be a good thing. Jimmy actually came to my brother's wedding.
Oh,
and he doesn't invite me to his own wedding. That's interesting.
I don't know.
Jimmy,
when's the
Jimmy
last time you hung with Jimmy?
There, that was a long time ago. That's granted. I haven't really hung out with Jimmy for a long time, but I remember Jimmy because most of us got a. It was at a place that had a hotel attached.
Yeah.
So we all had a hotel room, so a lot of us got pretty drunk. Shawnee Murphy was there. A bunch of people were there.
Yeah.
And and Jimmy was so drunk that on the bus back to the hotel, he was shivering. And it was like a 98-degree day. And Jimmy was shivering, huddled up in a mass next to the window, saying he was freezing. Yeah. But he lived, apparently.
He sure did. He lived to become somebody who fires other people. It's very good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. So I confer and I ask. So I asked my sister what she was going to give, and I ended up giving whatever she gave. Because I don't know. I don't know what the fuck it costs. I figure.
Yeah, but
she had a wedding.
You're a closer friend. You're a closer friend.
Well, so, no, what I'm talking about, in the case of my cousin.
You know? So you're going
with Jimmy. Yeah, with Jimmy, the reference I would use is someone that, you know, is on the same level kind of a friendship, like me, okay, sober, gotcha, Sean, gotcha, that type of thing. But right, with my cousin, I had to confer with my sister, and I just gave whatever the fuck she gave. And my dad would say that he would go to a wedding and he would always keep cash in the envelope that he's giving. And because he, ever since this one wedding he went to where he discovered that there was no fucking air conditioning, it was this hot fucking place, and it was a cash bar. He said to my mom, he goes, open the fucking envelope.
Take out about 40.
Open the fucking envelope. Sweat your balls off in a goddamn suit.
Started out with 250s, now there's only one.
Yep, and cash bar. But I've never had to do that, and I've never
cash bar at a wedding.
It happens. I mean, listen, it's fucking weddings are expensive.
I understand that, but I've never heard of that.
Yeah, I mean, it's not a fun thing. And also, the people that want to have a wedding on fucking New Year's Eve because they think it'll be the ultimate party.
Oh, that's ridiculous!
Just
no,
go
that's,
fuck
that's
yourself.
Stupid.
You're not the reason I'm going to celebrate this new fucking year. Okay. I'm not going to associate this year with your fucking decision.
Yeah, it's bad. Like when people do it on a holiday, like really, like I got to choose a holiday over you,
or like a Friday night, something like that, or a weeknight. That's happened. I had to rush
a weeknight wedding.
I had to rush to a fucking Friday wedding one time.
I can understand Friday.
I mean, listen, I don't know about week. I've never been to a fucking Monday.
Sunday
through
Thursday, I don't know.
Sunday, definitely, I've been to.
Really, a Sunday wedding?
Yeah, they're like, you can take a day off. Fuck you, I can take a day off. You can enjoy your fucking card with several underlined words and no fucking money in it. Go fuck yourself.
Underlined words?
Yeah, because I really mean it.
Underline happy.
When I don't have anything I can write to add to the message, sometimes I'll just underline parts of the message that Hallmark writes. It's almost like saying,
I thought this part was good.
Yeah, I meant that.
This part was really good in this card that I found on the shelf.
Yeah, so we found this this website called theweddingenvelope.com that calculates what you should give based on your salary, if you're bringing somebody, all that shit. Apparently, and I don't even know if this is the case anymore because my sister was married fucking, I don't know, 5 years ago at this point. And she said it was like 100 plus, maybe like 120 a fucking person to cover the cost. So like what they should give, a person should give more than 120 bucks is what they're saying. So that they kind of cover their fucking cost and also come out a little bit ahead.
Yeah, but it's like hard to gauge that because...
Of course it is. That's why I just ask whoever so that I'm not the only asshole.
Like, you don't know how much they paid for the goddamn ice sculpture that they needed. You know, they could have gotten ripped off.
Oh, they... believe me, it's not could have. Any fucking decision you see, anything you see, like a goddamn ice sculpture or fucking, you know, really intricate centerpieces, they got fucked. If they didn't make it themselves, they got fucked right in the goddamn... fucking chotch for that fucking ice sculpture.
Yeah, I've seen a couple of those like Bridezilla things just because, you know, I was steaming mad.
I fucking hate the Bridezilla show.
That shit makes me so fucking angry. Like, I need to have 10,000 of these roses that are very rare and it costs $5 a piece. What? You're spending 50 grand on goddamn roses?
A more interesting show to me would be the follow-up to the Bridezilla show.
What's that?
A follow-up episode. Like, For example,
oh, how long did they last?
No, the bridezilla, the bridezilla obsesses over her wedding. It sees it through, and then lives the rest of her fucking life. Because apparently, up until that point, all she's been thinking about is that fucking 8-hour event where she was the princess. Now she's a fucking fat sow who makes cold fucking pasta salads and fucks up and and doesn't fucking clean or wash a goddamn dish. So I want to see that fucking show. Your whole life has been dedicated to some bullshit farce where you think you're fucking royalty with your fucking shitty hors d'oeuvres and your cocktail hour. And then it's over. And then what? Then what the fuck do you focus on and fixate on? That's what I want to fucking see. I want to see post-Bridezillas.
There's also another factor in the equation of giving money. If the person's been married before.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, they have that on here as well.
Like, if it's their second wedding...
I got news for you. That fucking shit better drop it drastically.
66% off of whatever the usual. So if it's, you know, like $100 you usually give somebody...
And you know what?
You get $30.
They missed the setting here because they should say, if this isn't their first wedding, was the previous divorce their fault?
If it's on their head, then it's even less.
Yeah, like let's say this was my cousin's third wedding and he fucked up the last two. You know, maybe I'm not going to give you such a good fucking gift. Thanks for the goddamn, you know, whatever the choice is, beef, chicken, or fish. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Because I knew a couple people I knew one girl that was married three times before she was 30. She was married for the third time when she was 29.
And did she have a wedding?
She had two big weddings in the last one, I guess. You know, people, she's like, well, I can't make this one big again.
Oh, you know, 30 grand for a wedding is not an obscene number. That is not an obscene number. I mean, to me, it's a fucking huge, disgusting, terrible number, but that is not uncommon. And this bitch had two big weddings. Big fucking weddings.
Ugh.
She should have had one big wedding, realized that she's terrible, and just have two fucking picnics. That's it.
Yep. you shouldn't even be allowed to have like...
And the third picnic should have just been fucking Wendy's. Like, don't even bother bringing the grill this time. We're not sure if this is going to fucking last. Get a big bag of fucking, you know, Wendy's singles.
A briefcase of White Castle sliders. Here's my wedding present.
And here's the confirmation. In the HeroesTalk.com chat room, Goatweed is saying that 30 to 40,000 is average.
It's ridiculous.
It is. Take that fucking money and put it into your fucking mortgage.
Not to mention, the guy is also spending so much money on a fucking engagement ring, which can get really ridiculous and almost be half of that.
In a lot of cases, the wedding is paid for by the parents. In a lot of cases. Or at least some of it. Right?
Yeah, well...
But yeah, the engagement ring is... Yeah,
it's supposed to be father of the bride, you know, like the old dowry, you know, falling over, and it should be the father of the bride paying.
Yeah.
And I think that's bullshit. I think the parents, if they really care about their kids, they should, you know, go halvesies, you know, if they want to help. And go halvesies with the kids. Make the people getting married fucking have to pay.
You know what? Celebrate it. Do whatever you want. But the fact that it's become this much of a fucking industry that nobody bats an eye. If they're like, oh, it's 30 grand. I'm on the low end of it. 30 fucking thousand.
See, you guys are just starting
the fuck out. What do you have? Oh, congratulations. You just closed on a fucking a townhome. Congratulations. Yeah. You're going to be paying for that fucking shit till you're 62.
See, me personally, I would never have... That's also my problem with women, because I would have to find a girl that would not want to have a big lavish wedding. I think that speaks to the personality of the girl.
Yeah, I guess.
Because I mean, what do you really need? I think you need a nice setting. You can do that on the cheap. Get everybody there. You know, maybe some people have to come in from, you know,
BYOB, right, Steve? Everybody bring your own 40 of Miller High Life. Show up. That's right.
Do it.
Shoes optional.
shirt, no shoes. You're welcome at our wedding.
Your invitation is written on the cardboard of several 30 packs that you just had fucking left over.
Yep. Print them out. Print out the invitation.
You just hand them to people. You hand it to the people. You don't even fucking send it out.
Just send an email.
And yeah. email invite.
Just email.
But use a nice font. Don't fuck around. This is official. It's your wedding.
Or just send a mass text message.
Make sure you use a serif. Don't use fucking. Do not use a sans serif font. No Arial.
Sans all the way.
No goddamn Helvetica.
my wedding invitations are gotta be goddamn Comic Sans.
Yeah, you know what? It should be. Yeah, so the wedding thing, it was good, but I don't know. And I got news for you. These ushers were fucking slacking, too. You know, you get your stack of programs or whatever the fuck it is. People come in, and, you know, if it's a woman and she's alone, you say, bride or groom, put the arm out like a goddamn gentleman. And walk her wherever the fuck she has to go. These motherfuckers are standing just leaning on the fucking door. And they're like,
just watching people come in.
Bride or groom. And they do the Home Depot point. And if you've ever been to Home Depot, you know what I'm talking about.
Oh,
because you've probably asked a Home Depot employee where something was, and it was about 2 miles from where you're standing, and they still decided to point to where the fuck it was. They just said, oh, bride or groom. They do a slight fucking quarter turn so as not to exert themselves and point to a fucking pew, and they go, oh, the left side's for the bride. But I said groom. Oh, then it's the other side, then. Oh, no, here's your program. And they just fucking hand it out and just lean there. The guy actually said, we don't know what we're doing, is what he said to me. I'm like, really? How do you not know what the fuck you're doing? You are an usher. You have a stack of programs. People are coming in. You hand it to them. You bring them to a fucking seat. You usher them in. The fucking job you have to do is in the title you were fucking given in the goddamn program you're handing out. Goatweed is saying that the best ushers are those who ignore the guests completely and just stare into their fucking phones. They have tweets to write. That's important.
At the wedding, YOLO.
Fuck your special day. YOLO. Best usher ever, YOLO. Ugh. Fuck.
Oh, God.
YOLO.
Yeah, but you know what? Most of the weddings I've been to, I think most of the people were pretty stand up and did everything right. Because most of them were my family. So my family we're pretty good with weddings, you know. We know what to do and shit.
Yeah. One thing I could do without in the wedding reception is the fucking overexcited DJ.
Oh, let's introduce the new bride and groom.
Oh yeah, I don't even care about the forced voice or the number of times he says at this time. That whatever, that's part of the job. But I saw one at this wedding. The guy felt a need to set up moments where he could show his dance moves.
Oh, are you kidding me?
The DJ did the fucking worm in front of everybody.
Did he do it well, though?
No.
Then he should
and
go
he did
back.
Some fucking move where he was, like, just humping the fucking dance floor.
Was he twerking?
A little bit. He was mildly twerking at this fucking wedding.
That's a little ridiculous.
But he was so excited. The guy lives for this shit. I'm just tired of it. Oh! Let's get the fucking centerpiece. Let's throw the napkin around the table.
And then there's the old women that get all pissy about sitting at the table when someone wants a centerpiece.
Come on, really? I don't give a shit. Even if I win, I don't take the fucking shit home. However, except this time we didn't win and we ended up with a fucking centerpiece because nobody took it. And my aunt's like, hey, would you want one of the centerpieces? I said, no. And Amanda goes, sure.
Wow.
So now we have these fucking flowers that smell like a fucking funeral. Every time I walk by fucking flowers, the flowers upstairs, I'm reminded of every death I've ever mourned.
It smells like a lily to me.
The stargazer lily. That's the one. Forever known as the we'll miss you forever flower. That is the fucking funeral flower.
My grandmother, right? She was pretty much an atheist. She didn't want anything done at her funeral. She didn't want any of that shit. But she made one specific arrangement for her funeral, and that was no fucking lilies. She's like, I fucking hate lilies.
Yeah.
I don't want them at my funeral. She never grew them in her yard. She grew all sorts of shit. She's like, I fucking hate lilies.
Yeah. They're the worst. They fucking smell like death to me.
My favorite flower? The lily.
Are we doing this now, Stephen? Well, my favorite flower, Stephen, is the chrysanthemum. No, we're not doing that. Do you really have a lily? The lily is your fucking favorite flower. You have an opinion on that?
Yeah, you know why? Because I can't smell any other flowers but a lily. It's the only one that smells to me. I can't even smell roses. They don't smell like anything to me.
But doesn't it remind you of death? The only time I've ever
smelled... My grandmother didn't have them at her funeral.
Oh. Every funeral I've been to quite a few. Some of the older listeners would know, and not old by age, but old by dedication, they know that I've been to a lot of funerals and wakes, and I've smelled me a lot of fucking lilies, and let me tell you, lily equals death.
No, it does. But it's the only flower I can smell, so that's why I do.
On the brighter side, Steven, on the brighter side of life, Hear Us Talk, network of shows. Everybody should go to hearustalk.com, subscribe to all of the programs therein. That is Best in Show Radio, Bug Zapper Radio, Truth Time Theater, and yes, the DJ New Style Show. Go on iTunes, subscribe, rate, leave a comment, negative or positive. It's all goddamn fun. And encourage others to do the same. And you know what? If you do any of that, you should take some of your money and spend it on yourself. Buy yourself a gift. Go to hearustalk.com/Amazon. Click our link over to Amazon and purchase whatever it is you had your eye on. How about the new book from our friend Streeter Seidel? White Wine. Go ahead and buy that. Or buy Grand Theft Auto 5. That's out now, right? You can officially purchase that game.
Yeah. As of last night.
I think if you haven't done it yet and you're not really all that excited that multiplayer doesn't start for a PS3 until October 1st, you should go ahead and buy it online. HearUsTalk.com/Amazon. Buy Grand Theft Auto 5 for yourself. PS3, I'll be getting the motherfucker. Steve, you gonna get it?
Pretty sure I will be.
If you've ever wanted to murder me in a video game...
Yeah, like the last time me and you played fucking Grand Theft Auto.
I fucking housed you, though. I destroyed you.
That's not
you.
The way you play. I'm like, all right, let's play some co-op. You're like, all right. No, it was like spawn murder is what it was.
Listen, there are weapons everywhere. There are drivable weapons. There are fucking weapons on the ground that can fire bullets. There's weapons that you can use to bludgeon somebody. Littered all over the multiplayer board. Get yourself to one of them and fucking bring it, Steve. And you got bored. You got bored of getting fucking murked.
I got bored of running around
murked
block, just killing each other.
Well, I wish we had other people, but we were playing, what was it, The Lost and the Damned or something?
Yeah, yeah.
And not exactly a popular title anymore.
Oh.
I think when I just got it because it was cheap, and I'm new to PS3 because I am not really that much of a gamer anymore. But Amanda got this for me, and I'm pretty psyched about having one. And I was playing The Lost and the Damned, and you're like, I think I have that one. And you probably had to get out a shovel and peel off 6 inches of dust and just pull that thing out of your fucking entertainment center. And you ended up playing it. We finally got the game together. We were on. I killed you like 25 times, and you just fucking disappeared.
Yeah. I didn't even tell you because I just wanted you to fucking try looking in the menu and see that, oh, he's no longer here.
Yeah, I saw so-and-so has left the game. I'm like, I was having fun.
Epic Games of playing GTA Online, fucking stealing planes and landing them on nightclub roofs. You're like, no, let's just grab a gun and kill you with my default gun as much as possible.
I can't play co-op. I can't. I need to. The only reason I want to play is to fucking do things that I will never be able to morally do in real life.
We could have killed plenty of people together.
I don't know how to do that.
There's people all over the place. You can punch them and kill them.
God damn it. Oh, okay. We have to add Jeff from Sandwich Humor. I believe I'm DJ New Style on PS3. So you can look me up.
I'm Steve927 on PS3.
Anybody who hears this and wants to fucking friend me
and see
just how infrequently I play this fucking thing.
Yeah, I don't think I've turned on my PS3 since.
But
I don't think I've played since then, that one time.
That me too. But goddammit, that was fun killing you over and over, Steve. I fucking ran you over. I believe I hit you with a fucking sniper rifle. I used every fucking... I batted the cycle with ways
to murder you. I don't know about that one.
You got me a couple times.
I got you about every other time, so I think it was more like 50-50. Maybe 55-45.
Whatever gets you through the night, Steve. But Grand Theft Auto 5 is coming out. And you should buy it. HeroesTalk.com/Amazon. Do us a favor and spend the money on yourself. Click over to Amazon. Buy whatever it is you had your eye on. You get that product. You get to enjoy it. And we get a small cut. Covers the bills. Keeps everything rolling along. And we get to do these shows for you because we have fun doing it. And the bonus is we don't have to pay a goddamn cent to do it. It's a beautiful thing. Steve, can you explain something to me?
Yeah.
Why the fuck are people still watching Miss America? And as a second part to that question, why the fuck, when the greatest episode of Breaking Bad is airing, are people watching fucking Miss America?
They have girlfriends and wives. I'm talking for the men here. Women automatically will watch that and not watch Breaking Bad.
Breaking Bad did beat the pageant in the ratings.
Did it?
Yes, it did. But I can't fucking imagine why anybody would be.
I didn't watch it.
A beauty pageant was entertainment when there was no fucking entertainment. It's like, look at all these broads. Let's pick which one's the best. And they got
everybody
together
just tries to gauge when the swimsuit part. Do they still have a swimsuit part?
I didn't watch it. I guess. I don't know. I don't fucking know. Let me know when they have a completely nude or a fucking deep throat portion of the goddamn Miss America pageant.
That would be a great Miss America.
My name is Miss Kansas, and I could suck a 13-incher. Not even blink. She's your queen to be. I don't know what the fuck the song is. There she is, sucking a 13-inch cock.
Oh, I'm checking out the new girl in her bikini. They still do have the bikini contest. Like, come on. Like women love this shit and they have a bikini contest. Like, you know, wouldn't that have been lobbied against, like, really hardcore by now?
From what I understand, there were shockwaves throughout the pageant universe.
Damn.
Which I refer to as Twitter, that the new Miss America is, in fact, of Indian descent.
Yeah, she's a New Yorker, born in America, and, she won. She's Indian.
That's all? That's all you got on us?
Well, apparently a lot of people don't know where India is or what India is, but apparently they think, you know, brown skin, terrorist. She's a terrorist.
Well, where a lot of these people are probably, like, from what?
South of the Mason-Dixon line, probably.
Maybe they don't see a lot of Indian people. The only brown people they see are
how can you not? Is there the really one, a place?
Those that are pointed out as terrorists. I don't know.
No, is there
I don't know. First of all, I want to just say that I think any of the people that are like, goddamn Arab winning Miss America. First of all, you're watching Miss America, which means you have no fucking valid opinion that matters to anybody. Second of all, who gives a shit if she's a fucking space alien? It doesn't fucking matter. Even if she was a foreigner, she's the best that we could do by the fucking rules that you so revere by watching this piece of shit pageant. Oh, she didn't do as good as whatever in goddamn Nebraska.
No, Kansas.
Oh, was it Kansas?
All these people are crying about Miss Kansas not winning because she loved guns, served in the military.
Well, who decides? How does this work?
Bunch of jackholes, I guess.
They answer a bunch of fucking softball questions and they stick their tits out. And then they put a fucking bathing suit on and they fucking, tighten up their ass and fucking strut. Right? And they put a fucking a gown on. And then what? They just go like, you won! What is the basis? I don't know.
I didn't watch it. No, but I guess it's a combination of the
is this judged? It's there are judges that pick this. It's not like a phone in. Like you can't tweet your vote. It's not one of those.
That's what they should do. No,
I guess so.
I think that would be better.
Yeah, we should hold fucking online elections to pick.
Let me tell you,
Miss America.
I'm looking at Miss America, the 2014 swimsuit edition. Nice.
And what's her name again?
Nina Davuluri.
Hmm.
But yeah, she's got a smoking hot body. Looks great in a bikini. Apparently, she did a traditional Indian dance, and people found that offensive because this is America. This is America.
God damn it! If it ain't a square dance, I don't want to see it.
Why wasn't she twerking like Miley Cyrus?
I made it to 2013 without seeing Slumdog. God damn it! Doesn't fucking rape my eyes.
You want to really hear some of these tweets? I mean,
I would. I only saw that people were watching it and was revolted and stopped looking. So I didn't actually catch any racist tweets. So if you could fill me in, that would be beautiful.
Yeah. And an Arab wins Miss America. Classic.
What's the name? You got to give me the name.
Pookie. Period. All caps.
The person's name is Pookie.
Pookie. Period.
Ugh.
Next guy, Jake Amick. How the fuck does a foreigner win Miss America? She's an Arab. Hashtag idiots. Next one, Logan Van Voorhees.
Oh, I love when they use the real name.
He's not just some, you know, crazy Dutchman. Miss Arab wins Miss America, and the score of the Seattle-San Fran game is at 5-0 at the half. What is life? So this guy's flipping between a football game and Miss America.
Yeah. He's all man.
Yeah, he is the manliest of men.
And by the way, could not possibly have any more fucking brain share to pay attention to Breaking Bad. So he's therefore an asshole.
Yeah, well, come on. I haven't watched Breaking Bad, and I've told you my reasons for this. I didn't start watching it, so I couldn't come in, you know, like two seasons in. But anyway, here's some more. I swear I'm not racist, but this is America.
I'm not a racist. That's what's so insane about this.
And you know what? You know what the thing is? Like, a lot of the people that, like, lobby against racism are white people. You know, like, people that will point shit out that it's racist are white people. And when the people being subjected, not in this case, but people being subjected to, like, the most mildness of racial humor or whatever, you know, they're like, oh, you can't say those words, and say they're white people. But then again, the white people are the most racist people out there. So we spam all the spectrum of racism.
I see on your list here, there's one further down that says from Colin Miller, which is no, he is at Cray Miller, says Miss America, comma, because he's addressing her. Footlong buffalo chicken on whole wheat. Please and thank you.
But
you see what he's doing? He's implying that she works at a deli.
Yeah.
When the joke is on him that this bitch has never worked a day in her fucking life.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fuck. She couldn't even fucking cut a goddamn roll of bread to make this poor boy's sandwich.
And then it gets even worse because they start saying terrorist shit. Like Miss America right now or Miss Al-Qaeda. Congratulations, Al-Qaeda. Our Miss America is one of you. Another one, Miss America is a terrorist. Whatever, it's fine. But you know what? A lot of these are women. I think a lot of them are just jealous women.
I mean, they wanted what? The blonde girl to win? Like every other fucking year?
No, because that's the girl that they've been emulating. You know, they dye their hair blonde. They fucking get a fake tan. And they want Barbie to win.
I don't understand the pageant thing. I don't understand why people want to be part of them, and I don't understand why the fuck people follow them, watch them. I mean, okay, you're a dude and you want to see chicks. I get it, but not in an age where you could literally dream up a girl that couldn't possibly exist and
type it in
and try to find video of her sucking a cock. And you will. You'll find 17 of them.
You can even find some of the women that
you could find her doing anything. You could pick an activity that is not even sexual in nature and
porn.
You could find her playing snooker.
Snooker.
Snooker. Anyway. I just don't get it. I don't get it. You'll be happy to know I spent 0 seconds watching it. I've been exposed to it tonight from you giving me a link. And clicking on a link that contained pictures of her. Although I am a little bit, I don't know, surprised to see that some broad had a fucking one of those paragraph tattoos on her ribs.
that's Miss Kansas, and she's got some like Bible shit on her.
I'll never understand the fucking the stanza of poetry or Bible quote tattoo.
Well, she's good because she has Bible quotes on her. That means she's a good person.
You know, oh, good. That's great.
And she also
I always have it with me. How about you just fucking remember it? I mean, is it really that hard to memorize fucking four
lines
of text?
Maybe that's why she got it tattooed on her.
She can't remember it. It's like, I need to, I cannot possibly memorize upwards of 26 words. So I need to have them on my ribs at all times. And when I get older, I'm going to get fatter, so I'll be able to see them because they'll stretch.
They'll have more
right
impact.
Now they're at about a 48-point font. But when I'm settling into 60, they'll be a good old 76.
Another great tweet. Man, our president nor our new Miss America isn't even American. I'm sorry, Miss Kansas. I salute you. You're the real American. Hmm. You know what, dude? If the, like, honestly, if people really act like this and think this shit, everybody that's in fucking Miss America shouldn't be there because I don't remember the last time I saw a fucking Cherokee or a fucking Sioux Indian in fucking the Miss America pageant.
And thank God for that.
Hey, there's some hot, you know, Native American women.
I don't know. It's not my cup of tea. I mean, I don't care that this new Miss America is an Indian broad. It's not my flavor.
She does have a Michael Jackson nose, though.
It's not my thing. I'm not into it. And I don't know are people like afraid to say that? I don't know.
I mean,
I'm not into Indian.
Everybody
chicks.
Has preferences. If you like blonde, light skin,
I prefer pale chicks. That's what I like. I like pale.
I like the pale skin, black hair look. I like that.
I like that a lot. That's my shit. I like that. Like, no one would ever criticize you for saying, "Hey, dude, I don't like pepperoni pizza."
Right.
But if you say I don't like Indian chicks, they fucking repulse me. I don't like them. If you said that, maybe because you used the word repulse. I don't know.
Yeah, I was about to say repulse is
they're not attractive.
Strong.
Indian chicks are not attractive to me. If you said that, people might like construe that as you being racist. Like, wow.
I think there's always, you know.
But you can easily say, "Oh, fuck redheads. Fuck blondes. I don't like a blonde bitch." But no, the minute skin color gets into it, it's a thing.
Yeah, like, I don't like girls with blue eyes. What the fuck, man? Like, what are you, a racist? Are you a terrorist?
Yeah, I was talking to a coworker, and this is something that that Jeff is saying in the chat room. He said that Japs are incredibly racist. And he told me, and I don't really have evidence to back this up, but it's intriguing, that Asians are the most racist people in the world.
The Japs hate the Chinese. The Chinese hate the Japs. I think.
And he's
all
Asian,
of them
by
hate
the way.
Korea.
He's Asian. He's not a member of the Aryan Nation. Is just trying to turn
no,
me into
no,
a member.
No, I understand that, but I know.
He's
no,
not,
among Asian nations.
So just an
they
angry
all
white
hate
guy.
Themselves. Like they not themselves. They all hate a different Asian nation more than you know, like a European.
Yeah. And it's a border is all that's keeping them from being that. Right. I mean, like. Let's face it, Japan could get swallowed up by China and no one would really give a fuck.
Yeah.
It's that goddamn close. Korea, it's all the same fucking shit.
Yeah, Mongolia, Eastern Russia, I mean, they're all pretty much, you know,
yeah.
Asians. You know, like the Japanese-style Asian.
Yeah.
Not the Indian-style Asian, which is apparently Muslim Arab.
Well, I was watching, I was not watching Miss America. Nah, I was not interested. I didn't even know what was going on until I went onto Twitter, and I was just bewildered that people were watching that instead of Breaking Bad. And I was watching Breaking Bad. That's what I was doing, Steve. And I was relaxing on a brand new couch because we got new furniture upstairs
nice, very nice.
In our living room area. New sofa, new love seat. Which means, Steven, I had to clear that room out.
Did you have exercise balls in there before?
No, Steven. That was just an office seat, which is actually both of them are still here, like I'm ever going to use them again. Nope. That is a ship that has sailed. However,
so you're being a proponent of the exercise ball is no more?
I'm not using them, so I can't be a proponent of them. Although I have them, I can probably still balance like one of the Miss America's cousins. Just fucking sit on there,
Kama Sutra style, huh?
Yeah, just like in sleep or throat sing or something.
That's Mongolians.
Anyway, so I'm in the living room on the new couch enjoying the show, and the reason I'm in on the new couch is because I cleared out the old one, which was from the previous owners. One of the things that they said, we knew you didn't have nothing, so we just figured we'd leave you the couch. And I'm like,
and you used it?
Yeah, we kept that fucking thing.
Oh man,
because it was so fucking heavy. It's a big wraparound sectional, which is only cut into three pieces. It's a full corner piece, and it's only three parts. So it's really fucking, it's a bitch to move.
I gotcha. Yeah, that's big.
So we're like, well, we'll leave it. And, you know, when we really want to get our shit, we'll get rid of it. And that was like 3 years at this point, or however long we've owned the house. So like 3-4 years almost. And so we just left that shit up there. And that has gotten, it was shitty when we had it, when they left it to us. It was shitty, but in decent shape.
So what made it shitty?
We fucking shit? We ruined it because we let the dog on it. The dog would fucking scratch at it. He wore through the fabric. He puked on it a couple times. He shit on it once. He pissed on it. He like sprayed it to market. It was really fucking bad. And I attribute that to them just having it for so long and it smelling like other fucking people. So we cleaned it up.
He didn't like the smell.
He probably didn't like it, so he fucking pissed on it. I think it's a good philosophy to have. We cleaned it up every time he did something to it, but it just had a permanent fucking dinge to it.
Funk?
Yeah, and so it was time to go. And I ended up moving this fucking thing by myself. My big plan was to move it down, get it in the garage, and on garbage day, put it out and just hope that they took it. But what I had to do, what I didn't realize is that to get to my garage, I have to go through the utility room, which has like a washer, dryer, the heater, the AC, and all this fucking duct work. And I didn't realize that the ceiling is so low in there that if I brought this fucking thing in, it would have to be in exact fucking position and stay there smoothly to fit through the perfect path to get into the garage. And I figured for a second, I could do it. I could probably do that. And then I realized that if I brought it in there and I fucked up the ductwork, Amanda would have to fucking cement me in there because it would be a fucking, it would be a relationship possible life ruining fucking scream fest that I would have at my own fucking frustration would cause me to just fucking lash out and be inconsolably fucking mad. I mean, you fuck up the sheetrock because you put a chair leg through it or something. That's no big deal. You fuck up the HVAC system. You fuck up a ductwork. It's fucking over. I didn't want to do it, so I figured I'd bring it out the sliding back the doors downstairs, the sliding doors, and carry it around the lawn and leave it on the fucking driveway. And I'm getting it. I'm carrying this fucking one piece of the couch. And I finally get it to the garage and drop it. And then I carry the other end of it, leaving the middle up there because it's really fucking heavy. And I do the same fucking thing. I get the middle down there, and I'm like, why the fuck am I carrying this thing and protecting it from the fucking dirt? I just took it and rolled it like a fucking cartwheel all the way down over the fucking grass, over the goddamn mud. This shit looks like camouflage right now. That's how fucking dirty this couch is. And I cannot wait to put it out to the fucking curb and hope that they take it because I truly don't know how to get rid of a couch. I absolutely have no idea. So I'm going to put it out there and hope that it doesn't just stay out there that garbage day. I'll put it out in the morning and hope that it's fucking gone when I get home.
Just buy a Sawzall and a bunch of big garbage bags and just bag it all.
It would be satisfying to hack this thing into pieces. But I don't know that I want to spend my time doing that. What I'll do is I'll put it out there and I'll wait and just hope they can crunch it up in the garbage truck. But if they don't take it, I will fucking unload a ton of fucking pent-up rage. by just taking a crowbar. I'll break it with a fucking crowbar. I won't use a fucking sawzall. I will.
You got a sledgehammer?
I have a 16-pound sledge. I have a fucking an axe. I'll just fucking unload on this thing.
Nah, you just need the sledge. That's all you need.
I just got it out of my my grandfather's garage.
Nice.
Fucking rusted cast iron fucking sledgehammer. Can't wait to use that thing. I actually almost hope that they don't take it, but let's face it. I hope they fucking take it. I've never done that. Have you ever thrown out big pieces of furniture? I mean, is that how you do it? Do you have to call
the
town?
Out of my ass. No.
I pull large furnitures out of my ass. From your ass? Anyway, so you've never done it before?
Oh, I have. Definitely breaking it down, I think, helps. Like, if you can break it into pieces. Because they don't want to, like, if one, you got to make it so
these
one
are like 7-foot sections, each one.
That's what I'm saying. It's going to be difficult. Like, if you can separate, like, the back section from
each piece is as big as, a normal love seat.
No, that's what I'm saying. So you got to, like, break off, like, you know, the back section, the part your back would go on between the part your ass would go on.
The problem is these things are so fucking well made. I mean, it would be a great couch if it wasn't so fucking hideously ugly, smelly, and fucking terrible. It's a great fucking frame. It's not like the newer couches or the cheaper couches where you touch the side and the fucking just the fabric is like a drum. A boom, a boom. This was a solid piece of fucking couch. Just solid. You could punch that thing. I mean, to be honest, I fucking cartwheeled it, you know, like at least 50 feet.
Well, like end over end, you're saying?
Yeah, yeah. Because the corner piece was like a trapezoid. So it was like if I had two of them, it would almost be like a circle kind of. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Oh, well. We'll see how that
goes. Break it down, man. You got to break it down. Be nice to the garbage, man.
But we have the new shit now. And we have the new shit because it was delivered. I didn't have to lug it up the steps. And they put it together. They put it in the place. And I'm not used to that. Because the only furniture I've had delivered had to be assembled, and they just brought the boxes up and fucking left. So I've never been in that position. I actually felt like I had to tip this guy. Like, I didn't tip the last people because they just carried boxes up. But these guys took time. They set it up, and I didn't know what to give the guy. So I just gave him, like, $5 and sent him on his way.
I don't know. Took the boxes.
They brought up a table. They brought like a little cabinet, I guess, an end table kind of thing. A fucking love seat, a sofa.
And like then, a love seat that seats what two? A sofa that seats three.
Yeah, yeah. And they set it all up and put it where I wanted it, and got rid of the garbage.
And you gave them $5.
I gave them $5. There was two guys. Is that bad?
So you gave them $2.50 each.
Yeah. I guess. Is that now I feel like that's bad. I don't know what to tip them. What would you give the guy?
$20 to $30 at
least.
Fuck
him.
At least.
Really?
I mean, dude, they put it all together for you?
I guess. I mean, dude, let's face it, he was only in there like a half hour. He was only working for like a half hour. Was that bad? You know, I guess it was cheap. Let me give you my frame of reference here. The only thing I know about tipping that isn't like, you know, restaurant bill related is like if a Chinese delivery or a pizza delivery comes to my door.
And you tip what, 10%?
No, I give like 20% to the guy. So like a $10 pizza, 20, I'm giving him
20%.
I give him
so
like $2.
$5. So you would tip a Chinese delivery guy $5 if you got.
Yeah, work it out, Steve.
$100 worth of
food. No, 20%, Steve. If it was $100 worth of food, that would be $20.
Yeah, but they're carrying fucking food. I mean, all they do is get out of their car and hand it to you. These dudes freaking move this stuff. Was this upstairs?
Yeah,
downstairs,
if I got two pizzas, it would have been the tip that I gave the guy to install the couch.
Right.
Or not install it, but put it together. Yeah, I guess it was pretty cheap. I thought I was doing a good thing. I wasn't going to tip the guy.
Like, I really don't know what the what the gratuity is.
There's no fucking the weddingenvelope.com for this shit either. I don't know. I like when there's hard and fast fucking rules. Like a wedding plate costs $125, so you have to cover that. So great. There's rules. I can figure that out. You know, you're at a restaurant, it's 20%. Just give 20%. That's good. If it's bad, give fucking less. Okay,
you know what I like?
Good.
I like the country of Japan because there is no tipping on anything in Japan.
God bless them.
Nothing.
God bless those sons of Nippon. Son of a bitch. They got it. They have it nailed.
And many sushi places, even operating in the United States, they will not take gratuity. It's offensive. They feel that if they're doing their job right, they should be paid the right amount.
Well, that's what I'm thinking. I mean, you likened this to a pizza delivery. Like you said, I would give more to a pizza guy than this. But the
right.
pizza guy's not getting paid shit. This guy is probably getting paid a decent wage and probably has insurance. So I gave him a fiver. He probably made his day. I really wish... You know what? I want to talk to a fucking guy who moves furniture now on the show.
You know what?
Hey, Goweed, I know you're actively pursuing the gray-haired guy from Catfish. I need you to stop and get me a furniture mover.
Yeah.
Just really quick. Forget the celebrity interview for now. We really want to talk to some guy who moves furniture for a living. Or installs fucking shit. Or assembles couches in people's homes.
You know what? I know a guy who does...
And I just want to ask him about tipping. That's all I want to know.
No, I do know a guy who does exercise equipment, sales, installation, delivery. So if anybody knows about it, he should because he's done this for years. So
you don't tip like people who like contractors, right? Like, I mean, right? I mean, so what is tippable at this point? You buy something at a store. There's an agreed upon price for shipping, delivery, and tax, all this shit. You square up with the fucking store. They provide the service, and I should give more.
Like, there's a lot of things that I don't think you should tip at all.
To be honest, the guy fucking snapped the leg of the goddamn chair.
Oh, he fucked it up?
But he fixed it.
I don't know, man. I don't know. But I think there's some things like... Like a valet. Why the fuck are you tipping a valet or a taxi driver?
Yeah.
Like, they have a fucking set rate. Why don't they just include the tip in that?
Yeah, I mean, it's not like he's going to use his secrets to get past the laws of physics to get you there instantaneously. He's going to fucking drive. He's going to drive you somewhere.
Yeah. And you know, I can understand if a taxi driver hustles or, like, if you say fucking... You know, speed and I'll pay your tickets. Yeah. Then you should give them a little tip. But I don't know. Aside from just a straight up taxi cab drive.
You know what?
Like you don't tip the conductor of the train that you're on.
That one you know what? Now that I'm thinking about it, there's one taxi driver I should have tipped. It was the guy that we left Amanda's brother's house after oversleeping and missing the first taxi. And we told the guy, we need to get to the airport. He goes, oh, great. When's your flight? And we said, in 30 minutes. And he fucking did the sign of the cross, kissed his hand, and touched a picture of his family and put his foot on the fucking floor.
Automatic $10.
Didn't tip him. I didn't tip him shit.
Oh.
No, you know, maybe I gave him a couple bucks. But man, he put on a fucking show. Sign of the cross, kissing a hand, touching your family's picture. That's the way to go out, Steve.
Maybe he just does that to get more of a tip.
The guy was really concerned. He's like, if you don't make it, I'll loop around. If I don't see you in two loops, then I'll just go. Because he was really fucking wiry and nervous, man.
Wow.
Why don't we wrap this up? Episode 393, or 94, Jesus Christ, 394 of the DJ New Style Show. Why don't you go ahead and download everything we've ever done at djnewstyleshow.com. Matter of fact, go to hearustalk.com instead. Download everything our network has ever done. That's right. Subscribe to all the shows on there. I've mentioned them before, but I'll do it again. Best in Show Radio, Bug Zapper Radio, Truth Time Theater, and the DJ New Style Show. Tell your friends. If you enjoy it, they might do it as well. Thank you very much for tuning in. Buy Schrader's book. Buy Grand Theft Auto 5. Buy whatever you want. Go to hearustalk.com/Amazon. Buy something and enjoy it. Thank you very much. Have a good week. Steve, is there anything you want to say?
Namaste.
Son of a bitch.